This now another edition of MPFL Tatafo, where Football Republic they give you as it is hot everything that happened for the Nigerian Professional Football League. Yes, if you they catch this one on top YouTube and Spotify, I mean major podcast streaming platforms, and make sure anytime we enter our YouTube channel, I beg, click the red button. That will mean to make you subscribe so that if you they get notifications when we drop any latest edition. The NPFL done the end for the 2021 season. We get just 5 matches to go. And like play, we don't know who be the men, the chairman, and who be the children with it inside the league. Match day 33 don't conclude. We will check out the results of match day 33. Then we'll see what thing will happen for match day 34. And of course, you know, see NPFL, drama most day. You get some kind of drama we will see for the NPFL. Disallowed goals, offside calls, and all of that. It can't make us the one that say, now choosing be this, I've been a professional football league now they play. The other time Timmy almost moved shirt here. Today I hope so you know boss person head. You know, get us be my name Nasawadino and my goons and they with me. And Shabali make we start off with a match day 33 results where we get so any surprises for you for match day 33 results, what we see?
Match day 33 results, man, no lie, not too much surprises there. For me. The only thing I could just talk and I say, God go judge people when NBC carry that match, because the way the Dakada Canopilas game play out, I believe say like say that goal, the free header, he go through. If or change the color of the game, if or change the characterization of the game, because last week I turn and say I believe say Dakada go bring the fight.
Yeah, it's surprised when even they talk and say Dakada will go get a result for Kaduna.
And if you see the way the game play out, I collect the names for the match reports people, the people when NBC they in charge for the officiating. I mean, the Gabarbi Abdul Rashid, then of course Aminu Saliu. Now you make the call, say that go now offside. And now when you they get a lot of people when they come from a certain part of the country, blowing on behalf of a certain part of the country, they make the rhetoric, they be like, una they part this thing so that it could be like say one team from the north at least the 50 day in that top 3 battle or top 4 battle. Because they really didn't need it. Canopilas has got opportunity like every other club since they used to finish work. But when you see a goal like that and you disallow them with your full conscience and they ask una say alpha. LMC never agreed to talk anything.
But so move your pipe down on that goal. Nah, we'll talk about them majorly for that.
Because back to this game, I feel like say credit to Dakada, they not misbehave. Yeah. They knew that they were being robbed, but they took it on their chin. And when you see when we say post match, when we say their coach come out him, you already see the resignation for a face. So it was not nice. But that was my standout performance, because for you to go, keep your nerve, even when you know say they rob you of a legal, correct goal. My brother, start to them, even if not 2-0, they take lose away. That was my match for this weekend. Any other one, Akpeleke, because as far as I'm concerned, Warri Wolves, may they guarantee they win. That one shocked me. But
to me, we've been expecting Akwa United. Say, if they one make statement for this league title this season, this game, now one of the game within Gas announced themselves, and then go Port Harcourt. Almost, they don't win that match finish. Last, the end 1-1 draw.
Yeah, good one for Boboye, because right now, the two biggest games we'll be saying go play before inside they think of winning title. You don't already collect points against them, Eyimba, now Rivers United. Like I talked last week or 2 weeks ago, they talk say, see, Akwa United, all what they just need to do, go away, pick points, 1 point, stay home, pick 3 points. You are good to go. Your last game for Lobby Stars where you go travel, you know, go need them.
Yeah.
And now what they only do so far. By the time they will play their match day 34 game now, this midweek, it means say they go extend the lead again.
Yeah.
So for Akwa United, I'm not really surprised say they collect draw against Rivers United, because first off, they know say we get 1 point here. Now chances of say, we're not going to need to collect plenty points again when we play our other remaining matches. Okay. And I'm waiting to do against Rivers United. And don't forget, Rivers United, the coach himself, Stanley Eguma, don't they complain since. If you don't come out, you're going to talk, say, in boys, on the tire, in boys, wanting. He still come out, still talk
about it. Not be only him, they play these games back to back.
But more or less, him and Nasarawa United, now two of them, I feel, say, they compete for both the league.
And ITU.
They fight for the league and also ITU.
Yeah.
So, I feel, say, in a way, himself get points to make. And if you look the scheduling, where we say the schedule for Rivers United, you know, it's something that makes sense, really. Because after they play Akwa United finish on Sunday, they travel on Monday, won't go play match on Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, they finish, they go travel again on Thursday, go play match on Friday, Tornadoes for Abuja.
Yeah.
They finish Tornado match on Friday, then travel again on Saturday, go play league match on Sunday for Potter. So see, some of this complain with the coaches, then they come out to complain. Why? Now some people say you guys reason to. But for Akwa United, the joy where they get right now, say they know the ITU Cup. Jabo come out. So right now they get every avenue to win. See, I don't talk about before I say you no need wait for your last match. If your last two games, they no need wait for them. If they extend the lead by as much as 7 points from this weekend and
that
next this match week and maybe weekend match. Yeah. If they extend them by 7 points, they are home and dry. For me, so I feel so Akwa United, like it or not, they are waiting champions.
They get something when Timmy talk, and when you talk him, mean, I feel like it did good make we mention him because waiting Eguma talk after the match, yes, they had opportunities, they miss him. But when you look at the scheduling, I feel like there's a low key. See, I'm not getting any stakes for Rivers, so make your liver like that. Now, only Fish and Bola, they go to the shop for there. But when you look at IBC Rivers, they don't prosecute their game for both the men and the women's side and the kind of scheduling that they give them, I'm not going to lie. He reason me say, it be like say LMC, they get an agenda against that club. As far as
why
I'm concerned,
make
a buttress the point. ITO Women's Cup, they just finished the semi-finals.
Yeah.
And for that semi-final, you see where BC, a Rivers Angels, they flog them for quarter-final. When they say they finish their quarterfinal on Monday, they enter, they postpone them because of their continental engagement. And then they can't do a quarterfinal match again. They can't play on Friday, they give them 5 condo. And then make not overstress. They travel for 4 places in the space of 10 days to play match.
So this
are
traveling
they come? Are they come?
Now, no matter to everybody.
Wait. Now, understand the facts. The other team, Edo Queens and FC Robo, they asked for postponement because of timing. They gave it to them. Rivers that have traveled more for their women, they not give on to them.
If you get any agenda, normally Rivers Angels, not waiting to talk, but normally that's supposed to be agenda because now they be the first female team to represent us for continent.
Nine be the team.
The West Champions League
will
start.
Nine be the team. The fact that they don't get that one, it can make them be like, say that they make this thing to be like, you know what, when I already get that one, any other person may they collect this one. So any of them are concerned, forget them. Make a tell the team when they play was already in zones, was already in their house, already there for venue. 2 days, they chill. Rivers come back. I see girls when they say get cold.
Okay,
they
so
shake.
We'll leave this girl
so no man, just they come. Not the MPFN, so, not be football. Now, I want to talk to men on that. So carry them back to the Rivers
United.
When you see Rivers United, they are men now. They complain about scheduling. Before I go be like, story for the girls. Well, you know what? I don't look all the other clubs when we say they persecute. Both men or women. Whether the Nasarawa Amazons when crash out with Nasarawa United when we say CD inside the ITU. When it comes to scheduling, they get a lion's share. When it comes to Rivers,
they love them.
Look the schedule. So it only makes sense. Say the ITO Cup game where they go play. Now against Tornadoes, they go play that game for Abuja.
Rivers United,
ba?
Yeah.
Tornadoes, now they go play that game for Abuja because Jigawa Abuja. And I don't really know the distance, but I don't feel say go far because now
nothing.
You understand exactly. So you just go Abuja, then go.
Now even Kaduna self, they go play.
Okay, Kaduna. Okay, see ya. So just go Kaduna, then you move back to Port Harcourt. Yes, anyhow, they do. As long as say we need a fly, we need a use speed train for this country.
Make a drop
we
one last
always
line.
Get this
make a drop. Make a drop one last line.
We did.
Where you say we there for the women's zone? We don't have final.
So not be women with the tour.
Now
we
the tour. Now look at us. Okay, drop him here.
For the rental derby, Heartland beat Enugu Rangers 2-1. While Eyimba Bijigawa Golden Stars for their own match. But then the problem for Imama Amapakabo. If like say anytime we talk, Imama don't lose 5 matches. Five matches inside 6 games now. Now, only that match when they beat Kwara United, 2-1, I be 1-0. Now, the last match where they don't win. 5 matches. When Imama start this season, Imama start with 4 losses back-to-back. The contender said they will sack him if you don't do it. He can't start to do it. At some point, the team can become the highest scoring side for inside the league. Then later, they can't start to flop again. Now, for their last 6 games, Imama don't lose 5 matches to me. Now, just like 3 points or so, we separate them from relegation zone now. And if he continue with this form, if you don't see football for
maybe agenda day against them because you're not from Rivers. Maybe agenda day against
I refuse for
maybe
you to chip in waiting I talk.
Seriously now for Warriors, I feel say See, something they wrong in the sense that first you need the ultimatum before you start to perform.
Okay.
Now you can't use the ultimatum builds morale,
momentum,
carry momentum, enter, mm-hmm. you win games, you win high, you score high on the high side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's gonna happen after then because now the same players.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't get preseason, but Sawa, you don't play almost 33 matches. Mm. You suppose not, your boys suppose not understand your tactics. If at all, if you get any tactics, where exactly. they give them. So I find it very difficult to stay on the defense side for Imama.
Yeah.
Because for the life of me, everything we say you go think of, now you don't get.
Yeah.
If you talk about whether, I don't think say Abia Warriors, the old players, and if I thought that the old players, maybe you don't go past 2 months or 1 month.
Well, if Eimba players, they owe them, then they owe Abia Warriors. Abia Warriors. So, because they're the same sponsor.
Exactly. So, and Abia Warriors, Eimba, they do well.
Eimba are the bigger team. Yeah.
So, I feel, say, Imama gets issues with Abia Warriors right now, in the sense that, tactically, maybe the boys don't interpret them well.
Yeah, okay.
According to him, he say Nigerian players don't interpret
that.
Well,
let that man live down that mistake.
So, for right now, we say, in team no can they do well. He need to look at himself. What thing they do wrong? What team the team will be saying he need to do right to help him boys take style the ginger they win the game? Because you know if you go 5-4 games, you know win match.
Yeah.
You day home, you know if you win. You day away, you know if you pick points. What did they happen? It has to be your tactics.
Yeah.
Like would they always blame Afataya Osho if anybody mess
lose,
up?
Yeah.
Now so we'll go blame Imama too. But I don't know. Sexy, I say sexy. So if he come now to say
agenda.
Nah, agenda against
agenda.
Rivers people. So you never can tell. But I feel say Imama needs to do something with this squad. He needs to get back to winning ways. Yeah. Like him or not, if they lose their next match again, they go drag them into relegation water. Now worry for them, big worry for them.
Very big worry for Imama Amapakabo and Abia Warriors because let's say relegation, just they call them, you know, with sweet, sexy voice, say, Omo, we need you to see this side. And maybe you go even help Abia state government because money no even did to run two clubs. They always talk them. Say, the governments where they run two clubs, I mean, it is always... weigh them.
A
couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Delta State and the fact that they get about four clubs that they try. They
Delta Force
push.
And the rest. That one, faction.
So it's for me, I feel like for every person, as a business person, you guys to be pragmatic. You guys to cut your losses. Okay, what is the angle? We want glory for the state with football. Can we spread it? If we can't spread it, no. Not be every club or every state, now we say, get men and women's team, for instance. Some of them just stick with the men, some just stick with the women. Same thing for Abia Warriors. I think they don't overrun their course.
For several seasons now, the Umuahia Township Stadium, even as at when the league been there on TV, now very shameful place to go play football. That Umuahia Township Stadium. Last, MPFL or LMC can't learn their lesson, can't cancel out that Umuahia Township Stadium. We come and say Abia Warriors, they play their home games for Kigwe, you know, for the Kigwe Stadium. Synthetic turf, and whether that one will affect them this season, we don't know. What an Imama tactics, we don't know. But what we know, we say Abia Warriors need to do well this season. Yes, they're above relegation waters, but how long? We get like 5 games to go. So if they continue this form, if you just enter relegation. So those are the results we'll get once again. Casina play 1-1 with Lubi Stars. Warri Wolves beat Kwara United 1-0.
Can you say that again?
Well, I've been not talking
about No, just in slow motion.
Warri Wolves that beat Kwara United 1-0.
Thank you.
And a very bad result for Kwara United. If they want to keep that their top three push, you know, Kano Pillars beat Dakada 2-0. We will talk about that game extensively, you know, after we finish our preview for the next round of matches. Victories, like we tell you, beat Abia Warriors. Plateau United, the highest scoring side for the match day 33, 4-0 against FC Fayoba. Of course, Eimba win late on against Jigawa Golden Stars, 2-1. Heartland win 2-1, and Nasarawa beat MFM 1-0. We will see match day 34 games will go happen Wednesday, the 21st of July. MFM, they play against Plateau United, one of the star games. What person go watch that match?
No,
like
but you guys get clearance. You guys get clearance before you enter against
it. Yeah, because we see, you know, say we can't see for Kaduna rather, when Kano Pillars play against Dakada, we notice see fans stadium.
Yeah, they don't comply now.
Very good.
They don't comply.
They don't comply. Mm. Oh, goodness me.
We know the right thing to do, but we know we
I don't understand. Lobby Stars, they play Nasarawa United, Abia Warriors, and Heartland, Oriental Derby, one of the newest Oriental Derbies in town. Sunshine Stars play Katsina United. Jigawa Golden Stars entertain Rivers United. Enugu Rangers play against Caterpillars. Akwa United and Warri Wolves. One of the games where Akwa United will use, you know, for the running in their final five games. If they will win this one, yes, they're only closing on the title, their first title in their history. They don't win the Federation's Cup, the I2 Cup. Yeah, they don't win them. Akwa United, they play Wiki Tourist. Dakada, they play Adamawa United. So we'll get two games for Uyo. If you be Uyo person, yeah, if you get clearance to go stadium, fine. You will enjoy two beautiful games. Then finally, FC Fanyuba and Eyimba. Where your eyes good day for this one? So almost started with us.
Personally, this is not one of the days when Mr. Adi expects say Warri Wolves make them lose for my sake, make Akwa carry him, because I mean, come on.
Yeah, we don't, we get that soft spot for Akwa. No, yeah?
I mean, we get that soft spot. We see, we like make some people they pick from what God cannot do does not exist. I believe say it's supposed to be home wins for the two Akwa Ibom clubs. But Gabby say the tricky part will be for me as far as I'm concerned, that this Enugu Rangers, Caterpillars, and of course Lobi Nasarawa United, because Nasarawa and Caterpillars now the two teams when we say they're between kissing distance. I believe they lobby kind of from when they did now. They don't, in the past five games, they don't manage to pick an away win, a draw, a loss, and a win as well. So now their own side, I feel like what this game ending a draw, it favors what they call them Akwa, because they go pick extra points when they don't lose over the weekend. And of course, the game between Enugu Rangers and Caterpillars, I mean, salute to an old dog, according to when it comes to Caterpillars. This is a game when we say if Kanu fit show anything, like maybe what we expect for next season.
Yeah.
If they were as contending as we like to think, they would get an away win. But I don't think so. I think Salisu go use them to drag, because we all know Salisu. Now, for games like this, 9 defeat, they show it by number. After then, you just trip. Now, Damawa go con collect points for your hand. So I feel like that's how it will play.
To me, more stay with that Enugu Rangers and Caterpillars game, because in a very tricky tie, Enugu Rangers, then still get hope mathematically.
Yeah.
Say they fit finish for top three. Because now 6 points, now separate them and Caterpillars. Caterpillars and Nasarawa United get the same amount of points, 58-58. So if they win this match for Enugu, they will take up for 55. That one will shut the point gap to within 3 points. And they believe, say, one between Nasarawa, Caterpillars, fit slip up.
So Rivers, they hope say Rivers.
Rivers and Eyimba self, fit slip up.
Well, see, one thing we say, may your destiny do your own hands.
Exactly.
Now, what is there with Rangers right now? So even if they win, they go see the hope for Nasarawa United to lose.
Aspire to perspire.
For, exactly. For Eyimba self to lose. For even Rivers self to lose. So in a very tall order for me, if I won't give Rangers any chance of making the top three, for me it's already done and dusted. I don't think they can. And don't forget, say they can't play Caterpillars, so you say themselves they fight for that top three.
Yeah.
So well, except then win Caterpillars, then, like I said before, they will come the hope. See, Nasarawa United drop point, Rivers United drop points, Eyimba drop point.
It's too big.
So if we go by how tight the NPFL table they usually did to even close 3 points, now me say if we they rule out people like Kwara United, Enugu Rangers, and maybe Rivers United self out of top three finish.
No, well, for now I'm not gonna rule out Rivers United, because I think they're still there inside the game. Depending on how they go further for inside the ITO Cup, that one's also gonna determine how well they go play for inside the NPFL, because lately we don't see it'd be like the matches where they play don't do too much for them.
Yeah.
And for House, they don't draw points. Away self, they don't draw points. So I don't go really talk now, say they are out of it totally. Because I feel say Eguma won't try win something for Rivers this season.
Okay.
So that's why more or less in they concentrate more on the ITO Cup too, trying to win that title. But if you look critically at those top sides, if you look their ratings, Nasarawa United, Caterpillars, Rivers United, Eyimba.
Yeah.
These are especially Rivers, Caterpillars, and Eyimba. This is a normal side. They will say they suppose they contest for the title.
Yeah,
normally. Exactly. So right now you go feel say Eyimba go to feel say okay, we can still make top three. Caterpillars said go to believe say they can still make top three depending on the results. I take good their way. Nasarawa United said go to feel that way. So for Rivers, them said go to feel say if we feel ginger our own self, pick points where we suppose pick points.
Yeah.
Big 3 points all for home, especially.
Like two away points.
Yeah. And don't forget home points too, because lately they don't drop points.
If they go get 9 massive home points,
exactly.
All they need now just two away games, two away. Go
so,
big points.
So they'll finish for top three. And don't forget, say, top three, more or less, if Rivers United they target top three,
yeah,
it's the same thing as saying you are winning the ITO Cup, because now the same place you go.
Yes, Confederation.
You understand? So it go best for them, say, more target top two. So that we will go Champions League. You understand?
Then they will just looking away for.
Look, you understand? So for me, I feel say top two is should be the target for the likes of Rivers United and even Enyimba at this point in time. Yeah. Kano Pillars, I don't know whether it will be possible for them to feel go for that top two challenge. I doubt it though.
All right. Now so the matter take B. So for the table, Akwa United, they're still there on top. 3 points separate them with Nasarawa United and Kano Pillars. Then you get Kwara United and Rivers United and Enyimba themselves. We still they do a lot of chasing there. We go see the bottom end of the table where we get Jigawa Golden Stars, we get Wari Wolves, we get FC Fine Yuba, we get Adamawa United. All of them they struggle to see whether they go fit survive relegation. All right, let's come on. Let's just enter our main focus for today. The main focus now, we hear say referees indemnities. That one means say the money where they pay referees for the league. You understand? Money where they supposed to pay referees for the league, they never pay them since. I mean, the story we hear and saying since last season. You understand? People don't they talk say how you expect somebody to they work, you know, they pay. Now we don't see some kind refereeing decision for inside the NPFL. Dakada FC against Kano Pillars. I don't know how the linesman take flag offside for the goal with Dakada score against Kano Pillars for Kaduna. And then Rivers United against Akwa United, another dicey tie. I don't know how the linesman take flag foul or anything weighing flag. But Timmy, I mean, shameful. Very, very shameful. We don't talk about tire. We don't feel, as in the headache, don't they catch us sometimes. How on earth they take council Dakada goal against Kano Pillars?
Well, first off, bad officiating and something we say they happen all over the world. But the truth of the matter, we say at least those ones will they see them and they reduce them. The fact say MPFL not the TV, we will always get this problem. Because first off, Sawa, these referees, in as much as say me, I go one talk, say maybe they no see him well, or especially the offside, we'll go back to the offside, Dakada go.
Dakada go.
More talk say now offside or something. But Sawa, the truth of the matter be say, as it be right now, MPFL no day, like we know they see him again for TV.
Yeah, you know the TV.
And once referee, don't they travel? No, say in game, no, the TV.
Yeah.
In the liable, that is, in the in get free access.
If you do negotiation,
so do anything we want to. Because you know, say the game, no, the TV. You can bring out your one camera angle, say, take the judge, say, in go tell you, say, your own angle different. But because say, you don't get different camera angles, you know, if he conclude, say, okay, true and true, the thing are offside. Because now one camera angle, they look. So, in go, if you want to defend himself. So, it still goes down to blaming the LMC itself. The LMC as an organization, how far they don't come to curb all these instances? How far they don't try to discipline these referees? Okay, we go here see some referee, they no go blow to some matches. After then they go come back again. They will consider they do the normal shenanigans. What we say they always do. So, Sawa, see, now sometimes we say, oh, you both talk in a recurring decimal. Every now and then. Would they always see him? So, no matter how we talk here, Sawa, no matter how we complain, no matter how we maybe talk, say, won't even yabel MC. The truth of the matter be say, if they don't get those things right, discipline and punishing those erring officials, we will see they get the same problem. And also, if you know they get games for TV, Sawa, no matter how you do them, if referee knows, say, ah, this game no go to TV, or more.
Ojoro do anything inside.
Baba, blow at your own will, Neo. Now, blow at your own will, now you will do. So, I feel say LMC need to do more. And also the officials too. I know say people go talk, say referees know they under LMC. But truth be told, now LMC they pay them money. But we know say LMC never paid them money for a while. But Sawa, NRA will be say they be the overseeing body of of the referees. Them also need to call their officials to order. Because I know if you understand how plain things as simple as offside, as simple as tackle will be say you collect cleanly. ball, you collect ball from player leg.
Leg needs the race on goal.
No, me say that far distance. The thing happened near you. Sawa problem there.
You know the sad part about this thing for me. It good say they call the NRA because them Tajudeen, they don't need to do some, you know, reform from inside this referees.
Which
I'm not gonna lie. This now one of the seasons where we say we start we're not to hear stories of referee not doing the right thing. At least it was reduced. Really, the recurring decimal people were so don't copy and paste. It was reduced. Now the same week when we say we assisted somebody like an Ndidi Maju that they collect her to be an official referee for Olympics, the first game for women football for Olympics, and then the same people when she they work with, now you go see person do that kind of quacking and you go call them wrong, that kind of free header, and you go call them wrong. So I don't know. One thing when they show and say, Simi, I support what you talk about. We need more, what did they call them, accountability and TV views, camera, it help for accountability. Because as you both talk and check and balancing. But on the other side, I feel like the more you leave people hungry, the more, I know they give excuses, but the more they go, they're susceptible. So you go, they like they talk
to the one.
And when they see they get openings for them to fit, they enter. They go, they do things like this. Personally, let me call the name out of all these match officials when they say for this game. Because as it stands, I don't think this man should have any business refereeing any game. At least for the next 2 seasons. Yeah.
The truth of the matter be say, as you won't try and bring Abu out Rashid, the name. Okay.
Aminu Saliu, Akinola Tosin, Ikpomosa, Imotinya. No, you know what? Especially this Ikpomosa, we pay me because this is not person when we say, Mimi Yore. Now people when we say all of them come together.
And Yore, they do fantastically well for herself.
So when we say, you was in this same classmate.
No, Mimi, they do well for ourselves.
So when on the same side, this is my classmate with the ones when we say FIFA don't they carry, CAF don't they carry. So, and this one's the day here they do nonsense.
The truth of the matter be say, the referees, I don't want you say maybe because they owe them.
Yeah.
So that's why they would blow nonsense. Because normally, as a professional, you need to uphold that professionalism. Anytime maybe say you hold the whistle as a referee.
Yeah.
And you need to be very, very unbiased. But for the life of me, I'm not going to understand, say, we'll go see they talk this same thing. In 2021. Sometimes we say we don't talk since, forever. So, now sometimes we say, you don't chop, you don't become cancer.
Deep into the system.
You don't become cancer. Yeah. This one, where should they talk about Tajudeen, this, whatever. Not being be the head since.
They don't, they make what it.
What's the reform? What's the reform where we say
now,
we don't see?
Under this guy, now some, say, of this things,
some of these things, Naim, CAF, go look, they will say, oh, now like this, Nabi, we don't feel invited now for international tournament. FIFA go look, they'll say, no, we don't feel invited now for international tournament. Because, like it or not, okay, this one now, maybe LMC will come out, just discipline the referee, maybe 2 matches, 3 matches, you know, go blow.
He'll
after
come
then,
back again.
He'll come back again, come continue in wayward act. So, I feel say, now sometimes we say, we need to look deeper into the whole situation as a whole, from NRA to LMC to NFF, and make sure, say, these referees, if they don't foul, if they don't commit all these blunders, like
this one, a broad
daylight robbery,
they have no business doing this work.
Maybe for the horses, may they not even come back.
Let them go back to their civil service.
May they not come back.
I mean, now what we're supposed to do, because we don't feel just there, they shout shame every day.
Every now and then.
Every time we do shame. Clear goal, Dakada score against Kano Pillars, referee cancel them. Clear tackle, where Akwa United player do against Rivers United, referee blue foul and all of that. When all this nonsense will stop for NPFL? Yes, they say drama.
But we know this kind of drama.
Our own drama.
With the target EPS
time. NPFL, make una change una ways. He don't tire us. Shame. The shame don't too much. You know, get as it be. Our work, not to the report, what didn't happen for inside the Nigerian Professional Football League. And now why would they call this one? NPFL Tatafu. Thank you.